before I go to our panel in studio, I want to go first to Beirut and that breaking news of the death of Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, in an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli Defense Forces claiming that earlier today, Hezbollah confirming it just within the last hour or so. We're going to go straight to Rania Abu Zayed, who's a journalist and author in Beirut. Rania, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
The reaction in Beirut to the confirmation of Nasrallah's death, how has it been?
Shock, grief, anger. I spent the morning in various parts of Beirut among the people who were displaced by that massive series of Israeli airstrikes last night that we now know led to the death of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah's leader. And they none of them could believe that he was there or that he might have been hit, let alone killed. So there's quite a bit of shock that, you know, this is a man who was the Secretary General of the party for 32 years, who survived numerous assassination attacks and wars, you know, in 2006 and other conflicts, and that he is actually gone. So many of his supporters are in shock.
And the French-US proposals to have a ceasefire, Hezbollah said they would consider ceasefire proposals based on there being a ceasefire in Gaza. But does this now decouple the two issues? Does Hezbollah, in fact, now have a grounds of its own to continue conflict with Israel?
Let's wait and see what the group decides to do. This is usually a group that acts strategically, not emotionally. It doesn't respond emotionally, but this is a huge blow. And certainly from the conversations I was having this morning with some of its supporters before they knew that the leader had been killed, they wanted the Hezbollah militants down south to more forcefully attack Israel. They felt that the party had been holding its hand to prevent drawing Lebanon into a wider conflict and to give those ceasefire talks a chance.
And the recent spate of Israeli attacks on Beirut and elsewhere in Lebanon, what has the impact been on Hezbollah as an organisation, both in terms of its military leadership and now both its the very top of the organisation, political and military, in the form of Nasrallah?
Well, Nasrallah took over after his predecessor was also killed, assassinated by Israel. So, you know, these are men who don't expect to die in their beds. But having said that, just the sheer number of senior high-level commanders who have been killed within the span of just a couple of weeks surely has to have rattled the organization. Having said that, however, at every eulogy that the Sayyid himself gave for some of these high-level commanders, he made a point to say that these men have raised generations of commanders behind them. So it's an institution, it's not based on one person. And in the same way that he took over from his predecessor who was assassinated, somebody will take over from him.
I appreciate you're in Beirut, but can Israel claim at this stage, if ceasefire negotiations were to continue, can Israel claim to a certain degree to have completed the job it set out to do with the death of Nasrallah? Might it make it more conducive to establishing a ceasefire, at least from the Israeli side of things?
Oh, I can't speak for the Israeli side of things. And you know, what we've seen over these past 11 months is that even the Biden administration, their close allies, seem to say that the Israelis have agreed to this or that plan, and then it turns out that they haven't. So let's wait and see what the Israelis themselves say and do.
Okay, we'll watch developments as they go on, and there'll be more on that in news programmes throughout the day. We'll take a break. We're back with our panel here in studio on budget and more after this.
Saturday with Conor Mo Mungon on RTE Radio 1.